7:27, 1 hour into this edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging the show. We're going to move right along to some more new releases. The entire 2 hours of today's show is brand new releases that I've come across. And this is a good one from Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas. They have a group that they tour with called Soundprints. And this album is live at Monterey Jazz Festival. We're going to hear To Sail Beyond the Sunset. This is Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas's Soundprints. E.J. Strickland, a great drummer, coming from New York City. One we've seen many times in many different situations of many different groups employ E.J. Strickland's great drumming expertise. And that is E.J.'s own quintet from his latest album released a few weeks ago entitled The Undying Spirit. Another group that Claire and I had the pleasure of seeing in the Connecticut area. This one was at the Side Door in Old Lyme, Connecticut, and he brought his quintet there, and they put on just a killing performance. The track you heard was A Dance for Mojo's Return, and there was a great drum solo in that. I really liked that. That quintet, that quintet consists of E.J. Strickland on drums, his twin brother Marcus Strickland on tenor sax, Jaleel Shaw on alto, and Louis Padermo on piano, Linda O on bass. That's a great quintet. So we're hearing some great new music. Those who are saying that jazz is dead, I'm hoping to prove them wrong here, as you've heard some great, great new music that has been just released that shows the creative spirit of jazz music as played by some young, very talented jazz musicians. And we're going to continue on that vein of new releases. A couple more new releases that I'd like to play for you. One is from Mark Carey, and the other is from Donnie McCaslin. And this music really has that feel of 70s jazz fusion, what really drew me into jazz in the first place. That sound is being is kept on from some great new players. Mark Carey playing the Fender Rhodes on his album Rhodes Ahead Volume 2. And Donnie McCaslin just playing a killing saxophone along with Jason Lindner, who you'll hear integrates a lot of electronic sounds, synthesized sounds in his music. So we're going to start out with Mark Carey from his album Rhodes Ahead Volume 2. We're going to hear two from this album. The first is Astral Flight, and that will be continued on by another track from that album entitled African Market. Here we go. We'll
Thank you.
Great jazz artists that are perhaps moving jazz music, moving the genre in a new direction, something I think is a very healthy step for jazz music, which is kind of on the ropes, I would say, as far as the popularity of the genre goes. And to see it move into a more modern electronic sound, I think is a great step for jazz music, a great direction for jazz music, one that back in the 70s really helped propel jazz rock fusion to the forefront of progressive popular music. We heard two tracks, or I should say we heard one track from Donnie McCaslin and two tracks from Mark Carey. The last one you heard from his latest release entitled Fast Future. We heard the title track of that one, and that's Donnie McCaslin on tenor sax, Jason Lindner on keyboards, Tim Lefevre on bass, and Mark Giuliana on drums. I like that sound very much. And before that, we heard from Mark Carey from his album Roads Ahead. And we heard two tracks starting with Astral Flight 17 and then African Market with a heavy emphasis on the Fender Rhodes piano and other synthesized sounds. And that is a trio of Mark Carey on Fender Rhodes and also a synthesizer called Access Virus. And he is backed by Taurus Mateen on bass and Tank Gully on drums. Samir Gupta on tabla is on some of the tracks on that album as well. I like those sounds, Mark Carey and Donnie McCaslin. All right, let's see. Time now is 12:10, just 20 minutes or so left to go here on this special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, where we're playing new music, new releases. There was a slew of new albums out, and I wanted to feature them on this two-hour broadcast. Let me mention my podcast. If you dig what you're hearing, please check out my podcast at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And if you are listening to the podcast right now as we speak, I would hope you might consider going over to the website and clicking on the donation button and helps to support this podcast, which I bring to you week after week, as I have for 8 or 9 years or so. So please consider that at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there's a donation button off to the right on the sidebar where you can support this podcast so I can keep bringing it to you. All right, we're going to change things up quite a bit now. We're going to listen to some great guitarists. We're going to start out with Kevin Eubanks along with Stanley Jordan. They released a duet album that's appropriately called Duets. And we're going to start out with Kevin Eubanks, follow that up with Julian Lage, another great guitarist. But let's start out with Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan and their version of the classic Summertime. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the fine guitar work of Julian Lage. Just an outstanding guitarist and can play so many different styles. As you kind of heard in that one piece there, his latest solo album is entitled World's Fair, and we heard the track Gardens. Before that, we heard a duet album from Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan. And I think you heard mostly Kevin Eubanks' influence on that one. Some great playing by Kevin Eubanks, but you didn't hear much of that patented deep multiphonic sound from Stanley Jordan that you usually hear. I think that was going on in the background with that bass accompaniment. But that's a good album as well, duet album. And we heard the standard, the jazz standard that's played by so many great jazz artists in so many different ways. But that's their version of Summertime. Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan. All right, we're going to finish out this show, this two-hour show, which comprised of completely new releases from some great young jazz artists. This one is from a group called the Cooker's Quintet. And it's a group that I happened to come across when I was doing some business travel in Toronto, Canada. And whenever I hit Toronto, I always stop in at the Rex Hotel, which I think is one of the coolest jazz clubs that I've seen anywhere. And I've been to a lot of them. Not to be confused with the Cooker's Quintet that I've played on this show many times before. This one is the Cooker's Quintet from Toronto, and they put out an album called Volume 2. A good straight-ahead cooking group. And we're going to hear a track called Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.